The internet is just chock full of all kinds of clicks and amazement and viral stuff, and you can't watch it all. That's why we have Sean Ramosfer on once a week to boil it down to just how many, Sean?
Five?
Five. Sean is host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about the kind of art you don't see in museums. No, it's on the internet. He's here with the top five of the week. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Todd?
Good. Hit us with your five,
man. Okay, it's Friday. There's a new Mission Impossible movie. I wish there was one every Friday, but only every couple of years. Are you a fan? Yes or no?
Tom Cruise rides a real airplane in this one. I was won over by the promo, so he's really doing that stunt.
Yeah, that's an honest stunt, I guess. But the people behind the honest trailers at Screen Junkies, they gave a tribute to the franchise, the entire Mission Impossible franchise this week, just in time for the new movie.
So whether you prefer the first one, where Tom Cruise must apprehend a rogue IMF agent and an arms dealer, the second one, where Tom Cruise must apprehend an ex-IMF agent gone rogue trying to become an arms dealer. The third one, where Tom Cruise is framed as a rogue IMF agent to take down an arms dealer who's working with the actual rogue IMF agent. Or the fourth one, where Tom Cruise's entire team becomes rogue IMF agents only to be betrayed by an arms dealer. One thing is for sure, everyone is wearing a Scooby-Doo mask.
I'm a fan of the movies, but also a big fan of that video. So check that out at thetakeaway.org. Number two, Tig Notaro, your favorite comedian, I'm told, joined Twitter this week.
My mind is open to Tig Notaro. Okay. I haven't laughed yet, but I know I will.
Okay, how do you feel about Sarah Silverman?
Oh, so I feel everything
about
Sarah Silverman.
About Kumail Nanjiani?
Everything.
Great. Well, then you'll love Tig's Twitter because Tig hates Twitter, and she's letting all her famous comedian friends spend a day running her Twitter account. So here's one of Kumail's tweets. Tig, favorite movie? Big. Favorite fruit? Fig. Favorite dance? Jig. Favorite ice cream? Neapolitan. So you're getting like great tweets from all of your other favorite comedians who are pals with Tig, who you may or may not love.
Favorite Russian fighter jet? Sean.
Let's
move on. Number three.
Is that on the internet? Sorry.
Number three.
One window opens, another one closes. Tig joins Twitter. Key and Peele this week announced that they're going to walk away from their Comedy Central show.
I'm so sad. I can't even deal with this.
Because the internet is mostly garbage, Todd. Let me explain something to you. And every once in a while, like maybe like five times a week, you see something that makes you actually smile and feel a little bit hopeful about the world. And most times it comes from Key and Peele.
Sure does.
So this week they released this amazing video in conjunction with announcing that they're leaving. They still release some new stuff. This one's called Teaching Center. And it's basically imagining a world in which we glorify teachers the same way we do professional athletes and had a show about them a la SportsCenter.
With the first pick, Central Rapids High takes calculus teacher Mike Yost from Tulsa Teachers College.
And just like that, you're a millionaire. Mike Yost is an unbelievable story. His father living from paycheck to paycheck as a humble pro football player. Kid was a natural mathlete.
You know he's going to buy his mom a house.
Oh, you know this.
Oh, there's no way around that. You owe your mom.
I wonder where substitute teacher Mr. Garvey would fit into that draft.
I mean, it's like such a good... It's like not the kind of joke that's hilarious. It's the kind of joke that like, yeah, this joke needed to be made.
Yeah,
like
a long time ago. It just definitely had to be made. Yeah. Number four.
This photo of Prince Charles, he's at a flower festival, and this guy has an eagle on his arm, and Prince Charles is like observing the eagle, but then it starts flapping his wings, and the face that he makes as this eagle is like about to hit him in the face with its wings is priceless. And if you haven't seen it, you're missing something extraordinary.
This is the metaphor for all that is America.
It is.
Eagle attacking the British royals.
Totally.
What could be more perfect
totally.
As he cowers in the talons?
Absolutely.
I love it. Number five.
In his 19-piece suit.
Five?
All kidding aside, a very difficult week to be on the internet because this week, like many other weeks before it, there was a new video of an unarmed black man being more or less executed by a police officer.
Body cam video.
It's tough to make the funnies while these things are happening. And I think sometimes you look for something that makes sense of these systemic flaws in our system. And something that always makes me feel better is this rap duo called Run the Jewels. It's LP and Killer Mike. Pitchfork released a video of them performing the song live at the Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago a few weeks ago. And it's an amazing video, and it just made me feel slightly better about those things that sort of make you feel terrible.
Sean Ramosfer from Studio 360 from Sideshow. Thanks for the five, as always.
Thank you, Todd.